You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Bluegrass music, which is what you were just listening to right there, is making a comeback here in the Gem State. The Idaho Bluegrass Association has been around since the 80s, but membership waned for a while. However, the group's popularity has taken off in the past few years, supported by new members and leadership. The group is putting on the first ever Idaho Bluegrass Winter Fest this coming weekend in Boise. So joining us in studio today are Petra Schwarthoff and Joe Goble, avid bluegrass musicians and organizers of the event. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
So this is the very first year, as we mentioned, that your group is putting on an event of this scale. So what really inspired you to do this, and why now?
Great question. It started a few years ago. We took on smaller events. We've been doing Bluegrass in the Park for the last 2 years on Memorial Day. And that's been a big success. We do weekly and monthly events. And so I think we just built up to this. And this event will have 13 bands, 12 of them local or regional bands.
So give us a little bit of history of the bluegrass music movement in Idaho in particular.
Well, as you said, it's been very popular recently, and it's grown quite a bit in just the last few years. But it does have deep roots in Idaho. And it all started in Weezer, Idaho, at the old-time Fiddle Festival.
The Fiddle Festival, right.
That started in the 1950s, and it not only attracted world-class players, but also supporters of that type of music. Mm-hmm. And in the late 70s, several people from Idaho found each other there at the fiddle contest, and that's when the Idaho Bluegrass Association was formed.
So Petra, is there anything specific, or maybe like an event or a piece of music, that has kind of made this resurgence of bluegrass music become popular again?
I think lots of new bands, Mark O'Connor band that's new, the Steep Canyon Rangers, Steve Martin playing with the Steep Canyon Rangers, playing on the radio more often, was one of the events that brought people together. Mm. And then also people having more time nowadays, retiring. And we have lots of retiree people coming to our jams. And we had a new person from the Clumsy Lovers come into town, and he didn't find bluegrass musicians here in town and wanted to jam and have bluegrass. And he decided, if I have no one, I will teach it. And
I love it.
He's a wonderful teacher. His name is Jason Homey, and it's just wonderful what he brought to this town. And we both went to the jam office and became avid bluegrass lovers. I'm an orchestra musician and started bluegrass and feel so free.
Well, I was going to say, so people may not know this, but you're involved with the Boise Baroque Orchestra.
I am, yeah.
So a lot of times, orchestra, and that's so fancy. And then you have bluegrass. I mean, but what is it like for you, as you said? I mean, is it freeing? I mean, what's it like to play something different?
It's wonderful freeing. So with the orchestra, I have my assigned music. I need to stick to the music. And someone in front of me with the baton, and he was recently on here too, says what we have to do and how we have to play it. And with bluegrass, nobody tells me what to do. It's all oral. It's all whatever you want to do. You actually get a track where you can play all by yourself, and everybody else supports you, and then everybody comes back together. You have a singer, but you make it all up. You improvise the whole time, and it's absolutely freeing, but it's wonderful. People of all backgrounds come together, all political ways, all everywhere, all young and old. At the festival, we actually have two young people playing, a whole family band playing, and it was, it's just stunning.
You mean they won't let you riff a little bit at the orchestra? I mean,
no riffing at the orchestra.
you can't just as an aside, like, do that?
And I have to watch out my slides.
We're talking with Petra Schwarzoff and Joe Goble. They're organizers of the Idaho Bluegrass Winter Fest. It will be happening this Saturday in Boise. So, Joe, what is the structure of the Idaho Bluegrass Association? Like, I mean, because as you said, you do the event in over Memorial Day weekend, but I mean, I'm assuming you meet more than, once a year to put this on.
We do. The organization itself was formed in 1980, as you mentioned, and it is a charitable nonprofit organization. It's 100% volunteer run. All monies that are raised by the organization, which we live on donations, all monies go toward funding events like this. There's no salary position with our organization. And at the heart of our organization are weekly jams. So we've recruited over 300 people just in the last year that are seeking.
Really?
Who come to our weekly jams wanting to learn to play an instrument competently. And I think one thing that I really enjoy about this music is playing with other people at the same time.
I was going to say, what is it about this music that really speaks to you?
That it's so approachable, one, and two, that it's more of a team effort rather than a solo standout performer.
And as you said, Petra, I mean, and it ranges all ages.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, what's that like when you've got even like you said, like a younger kiddo and then, you know, it goes all the way up to retirees. I mean, do they really all just play together like that?
Yes, we all come together. You say, I'm playing this song, and you say the key that you're playing it in, so everybody's on the same page, and then you start playing. We even have groups now going out to retirement centers, and the people can sing with us, so we invite them always, if they know a song, Will the Circle Be Unbroken, or I Fly Away, they can sing with us, and they really love it. We now get requests from different retirement centers to have a bluegrass jam at their center.
So if people want to get involved, Joe, how do they get involved with the group?
The easiest way is to find our website online, and there's contact information there, IdahoBluegrassAssociation.org.
And then talk to me about the event coming up on Saturday. Kind of what will that look like?
So it's going to be at the Ironwood Bar and Grill. They approached us and said, we would like to have some bluegrass at our bar. Can we make a little festival? And we said,
no, of course you can.
Of course. We don't have to worry about the beer and the food.
Well,
that's
perfect.
The band's perfect. We have a venue in the middle of winter when everybody gets crazy. So we contacted some local bands and found out who was interested. And we have a big stage and a small stage. And on the big stage, the bands will play for 45 minutes. And the small stage is just for newer bands or bands that are not totally bluegrass. And they will play for 15 minutes. So we always have constantly music going, and and it would be a blast.
So pretty much all day on Saturday?
From
so it's
noon till 7.
Okay.
13 bands total. 12 of them will be local bands. And then the music that we heard at the beginning was the national traveling musician. His name is John Lowell. He'll be here as well.
So after this, what's next event-wise?
The next biggest event we have is Memorial Day. Okay. And it will be the Monday, I believe, May 25th this year. We'll have a similar but outdoor event with mainly local bands and one national touring act.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. It was wonderful talking to both of you. And we've been talking with Petra Schwerhoff and Joe Goble about their Bluegrass Winterfest that will be happening this weekend in Boise. Good luck to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Always appreciate you taking time out of your day for Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our intern is Chloe Ball. And our general manager is Tom Michael. Our programming director is Paul Stribling. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. Look him up. He usually plays around town. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
I never thought that I'd be this far gone. Troubles on my mind, I think about you all the time. I even dream about you all night long. But I haven't heard you tell me that you need me. Darling, never once have mentioned how you feel. So dear, I have to know if someday you're gonna go. 'Cause my heart will need 100 years to heal. I'm ready.